This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, March 29th. The 3Y0I de-expedition to Bouvet Island is off, at least for now. The skipper of the MV Atlantic Tuna determined it was not safe to continue its voyage to the remote Antarctic island after the vessel suffered some damage from severe storm conditions. The de-expedition had expected to arrive on the island on March 26th and be on the air by month's end. The ship was hit by waves of more than 36 feet and winds exceeding 100 miles per hour. Because of the damage, the ship will be returning to Cape Town. Once back in Cape Town, the team will reassess its plans and decide whether to attempt a return voyage to Bouvet in April or to postpone the de-expedition for the next season. Amateur radio emergency service volunteers in Colorado stepped up as a mid-month bomb cyclone winter storm struck the state, with heavy rain shifting to heavy snowfall. The storm affected several states and led to significant flooding in Nebraska. Parts of Colorado recorded winds of nearly 100 miles per hour and record low barometric pressure readings. ARRI's teams in Colorado began preparations a day ahead of the winter event. Pikes Peak ARRI's alerted its personnel via email and a regularly scheduled Tuesday net and coordinated with the Special Communications Unit, a special cadre of radio amateurs in the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Most Special Communication Unit members also belong to ARRI's, but when called up by the Office of Emergency Management, they wear their SCU hats. At the time, the Red Cross did not anticipate needing Pikes Peak ARRI support, so the ARRI's district planned to undertake weather spotting for the National Weather Service office in Pueblo. By the morning of March 13th, however, the storm's timing had changed, and the Red Cross requested ARRI's operators in 4 shelters, creating a problem with recruiting and deploying sufficient volunteers in time. 3 ARRI's volunteers were identified, but by then, the weather was so severe that only one was able to get through amid difficulties. At the request of the National Weather Service Pueblo office, a formal weather net was called up and ran for more than 10 hours, even though the primary and backup net control stations lost power for several hours. The Des Moines, Iowa Waterworks uses secure radio telemetry to monitor various remote site parameters to alert staff to problems. Earlier this year, the waterworks experienced periodic and sometimes total failure of the radio system. After no solution could be found, staff reached out to various sources, including the FCC. Polk County ARRI's also was brought in, and 8 operators assembled to track down the interference working the late shift. After a process of elimination, the ARRI's volunteers pinpointed the interfering signal to defunct equipment atop a downtown Des Moines building. The team contacted the owner of the license associated with the equipment and got permission to disable it. The waterworks confirmed that the signal interference was gone. Collectively, the Polk County ARRI's volunteer team spent approximately 70 hours assisting the waterworks. ARRL's app provider has released a new app for digital QST version 5.1 for members who read QST on Apple devices. A long-standing problem involved the inability of some Apple iOS app users to download digital QST issues. When they attempted to do so, the app crashed. Apple also required ARRL to create a new version of the app that allows non-members to purchase individual issues of the QST Digital Edition. As a result, the updated app will include a so-called in-app purchase option, which will allow non-members to purchase single issues of QST for $6.99. Android and Kindle users, and those who view digital QST on desktop or laptop computers, will not be affected by this change. The 2018 ARRL DXCC yearbook is now available for viewing and downloading. The DXCC yearbook includes the 2018 annual list, as well as the 2018 Clinton B. DeSoto Challenge top scorers. The list is free of charge and is available on the ARRL DXCC webpage at www.arrl.org/DXCC.
This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, March 29th. The sunspot group we saw last week has vanished, and the sun is back to its usual blank self. It was great seeing the solar flux index bouncing up to 88, but we're back into the 60s today. The good news is those sunspots may rotate around, and we may see them again in about 2 weeks. Keep your fingers crossed. We expect some geomagnetic disturbances in the coming week, but there's nothing really severe in the forecast. On VHF and UHF, strong tropospheric band openings are occurring almost daily in extreme southern Texas and east into Louisiana. And if you live in Southern California, be on the lookout for band openings in your area as well.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.